Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of Called to Homeschool. This is episode number 256, Thoughts from the Playground. Okay, so this was super interesting and I wanted to do a little quick episode about this because, like I said, I found it interesting. So I remember this years ago, I had gone to a physical therapist and I can't even remember what I was there for, but anyways, he talked to me about how when he watched people walk, he could tell what part of their body hurt them, right? Like, oh, their knees bug them. Oh, their hip bugs that person. Oh, this person has a sore back, right? That he could just watch somebody and he could tell what their ailment was. He could really just, he got so perceptive at other people that he could easily spot them and figure out what was going on with them and their ailments. And I've always thought that was interesting, right? And it's interesting now that as I have seven kids, right? I've been coaching for years now. And I'm just getting more and more aware of a child's behavior and call it a psychic, whatever you want, but I can call what's going to happen a lot of times with different children's behaviors. So this happened at a park a few weeks ago and it was so funny. I took my daughter and we took the youngest son and he wanted to go to a park. So she and I were just hanging out on the park bench talking while he was running around and playing. And I watched this whole scene go down and I just sat with Colt and I go, let me tell you what's going to go next. Now let me tell you what's going to happen. And I just called it like everything perfectly. So I wanted to tell you about it. So we get there at the park and there's a birthday party going on. And all I see is there are a ton of little kids there, maybe anywhere between 4 and 6. So they are a little bit on the younger side. So I watched these little kids, they're all playing, having fun. And this one little girl was doing something. I don't know if she was pestering or just kind of doing something. So she just kept pestering all these other little kids, and which these little kids responded and started making loud noises in her face and started getting after her or doing all of these types of things. And you heard a parent like, "Hey, what's going on?" And they all said, "She did it first. She was doing all of these things to us. So we are just doing it back to her." And I said, watch what's going to happen. So her mother wasn't there. Her mother was over at the playground part, not at the pavilion. And I go, she's going to go and tell the sad sob story to her mother. And sure enough, she is over there just bawling beside herself, telling this sob story, how everybody was so mean to her, how they ganged up on her, how she's the victim, right? So what did mom do? I called this too. I'm like, watch, mom's going to go over there and get mad at all the other kids. And that's exactly what mom did. Mom saw her daughter crying. Daughter was like, everybody's being so mean to me. This is so terrible. They all hate me, whatever her little story was. So mom takes her over to the kids and she lectures all of them and gets after all of the kids. Come back to the playground and I said, watch what's going to happen. Nobody's going to want to play with this girl. And sure enough, none of the kids wanted to play with this little girl. Because what had just happened is she was not treating them very kindly. She had done something where she yelled in their face or had done something like that. They mimicked her behavior, but then they all got in trouble for it. And so now they saw this little girl as somebody who wasn't safe to be with because they're going to get in trouble when she had started the whole entire thing. So it was so interesting to just watch her on the playground, this little girl. And please know, I'm not judging this little girl. It was just so easy to see what was going to keep happening next with probably what's going on in her home and just some different things going on with that. So as she was at the playground, she would fall or scrape her knee or do something like that. And she wouldn't cry. She would look around and see if anybody saw her do it. And if she thought somebody saw her do it, she would try to make herself cry. And if she didn't, she would get up and try again. And I just watched her again and again be this little victim of going through the playground where none of the kids really wanted to play with her or be with her or do all these things. And I found it very interesting. So what would I recommend, right? So if this mom was like, oh, I don't know what to do. Oh, Coach Meg, there you are. What would I do in this situation? Well, let me tell you, sweet mom at the park, right? It was so interesting because when we get involved like that, we rarely look at the whole picture. We look and see a child coming to us saying, something's wrong, I've been hurt, all of these types of things. And the mother bear in us or whatever jumps into conclusions and says, like, something's wrong and I need to fix this. So a couple of things. If a kid is coming to you and crying, right? I want you to not just believe their story right away. And I don't mean this in a mean way of like your kid's a liar or anything like that. But I have found more often than not, there is a lot more to most stories than just all of a sudden these kids just out of nowhere attacked her by being loud in her face or whatever it was, right? So it would have been so interesting if the mom would have taken a second and seen the whole story. So she would have come to her mom and been like, "Mom, mom, they've been so mean to me." And the mom could have just said, "I'm so sorry," right? Like, that sounds really sad. Not saying that your kid's not allowed to have emotions or anything like that. And if the mom wanted to take it further, saying, "What happened?" Right. And so the daughter would maybe say her story where the kids all ganged up on her and say, "How interesting. I wonder why they did that." And getting a kid to think or start seeing the whole entire story. So I've seen this obviously with lots of clients at the park, but I've seen it with my own kids so many times. So it's so funny because one of my boys will, especially where I have big kids, and big, I mean like full adult male sized children, right? My three sons are 6 feet or taller. Bunch of them weigh over 200 pounds, right? Like they're big strapping men. And so if I see one of them kind of picking on a younger kid, it's so easy to be like, "Knock it off. Don't do that." But I've learned there is always more to that story. So one time I watched, he would have been 20, my 20-year-old kind of harassing the 12-year-old. And then like, you want the part of you, it's like, "Man, knock it off. Like, what are you doing?" So I just let it play out. I just watched it and let it play out. And come to find out, little brother had been pulling big brother's leg hair and had been harassing him repeatedly. And brother had said multiple times, "Please stop doing that. I don't like that. That hurts. Please stop doing that." And when brother didn't stop doing that, he went ahead and then wrestled him, tackled him, right? He didn't hurt him, but it would have been easy to see like, "Hey, don't pick on your little brother," when you just see that tiny bit of speck. So my message for you today of my thoughts from the playground is, when your kids come to you with these little problems, don't get involved if you don't need to, right? If there's blood or like people are pretty intense, right? I will try to get a full picture of the story. But when you get involved, what you're teaching your child is to be, this little girl has learned very well to be a victim. That she gets a lot of attention for being this victim. Everything's so hard. Everybody picks on me. Woe is me. I don't want to do anything because it's so hard. So when we get involved and just like, "Oh, you said somebody hurt you," and we just come over there and we get it after that person, or you do this sometimes with your older kids to younger kids, like, "Well, you're older. You should have known better." And we don't get the full story, right? And just jump in. Stop doing that. So you can either just stay out of it, like, "I bet you guys can figure this out." Or if you feel like, "I do need to get involved, this seems to be a recurring thing," we call it court. Like one person getting an opportunity to explain their whole side. So if this mom had said, right, this one was a birthday party, so that would have been a little bit different. But with your kids, right, where they're like, "This person did this, no, this person did this." Like, "Hey, let's get the whole story here." And when you, if that mom was able to get the whole story and to see that this little girl actually started the whole thing, then it would have been an opportunity to teach her, like, "This is why the kids probably aren't playing with you, is because they all just got in trouble and you started the whole thing," right? So like, she would have had a much better teaching opportunity to see how to be a good friend, how to realize that our actions have consequences or anything like that. She would have learned those skills had the mom either stayed out of it or gotten curious and saw the whole picture. So I guess this has been on my mind a lot lately with kids and fighting. I talked about this last week. I just see it so much in different Facebook groups. I hear it a lot in coaching and different things like that of, "I just don't know what to do. My kids are fighting," all these types of things. And so many times we rob them of the opportunity to learn from these experiences by coming in and solving everything for them. So I want to challenge you, if you have a kid that often is like, they hurt me, and like they're tattling a lot and doing a lot of things like that, challenging you to let them know, like, "I think you can handle this," or saying, "Let's find out the whole entire story," or, "I think like we can talk about this later," and usually they can calm down by that point, right? But just realizing that if you want your child to be a victim, then hop in, solve their problems, and get everybody in trouble that they say they should get in trouble. If you don't, if you want your child to be an awesome problem solver and learn how to take responsibility for their actions, then I highly encourage you to stay out as much as you can of their little squabbles with kids or whomever, right? And if you do need to get involved, to get the full picture so you can see everything that was actually going on. Okay, friends, love you so much. I'll talk to you next week.